choose is Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Psalm 18. David had been on the run from King Saul. Ten years he was on the run from Saul, hiding and dodging him, running whenever he was surrounded by him, escaping from him, climbing the steep mountains to get away from him. And eventually God intervened and delivered him from the problem. The Philistines came in and fought against King Saul and forced him in the end to fall upon his own sword. He wanted his armor bearer to stab him, but he said, "No way. I'm not putting my blade into the king. That's risky business." So he couldn't find anybody that would kill him. There was no Kevorkians available. And so he simply fell on his own sword rather than to avoid capture, because if he was captured, he would be tortured. And that's in 1 Samuel chapter 31, if you want to read about it. But so the running was over. The hiding, the running, the fleeing was over. David's enemy, who was never David's enemy. David loved Saul. He never wanted to be Saul's enemy, but Saul saw David as his enemy. And now it was gone. Saul was dead, and the running was over, and soon David would become the king of all Israel, as God had promised. And during that time, David wrote this psalm in celebration of his deliverance from Saul, his deliverance from the 10-year trial. And the first thing he writes in Psalm 18 and verse 1, he says, "I will love you, O Lord, my strength." First thing he says is, I will love you. And it was through the difficulty and the hardship of 10 years that David went through that he learned to love God. He learned to love him through hardship. He learned to love him through 10 years of an intense trial. Without difficulty, or it is through difficulty that God is able to reveal himself. When we go through difficulties and hardships and things aren't going the way we planned, it's through those difficulties God is able to reveal himself. Without weaknesses in my life, then I wouldn't know God's strength. I wouldn't need it, so I would never know it. Without failure, I would never know his grace. If I never failed, some people think they never fail, but if you never failed, you'd never need his grace. And that's why sometimes people don't ever receive the grace of salvation, because they don't think they need it. You know, without failure, you would not know his grace. Without sin, you wouldn't know his forgiveness. You wouldn't know his mercy. So every inadequacy, every insufficiency, every failure, every weakness of man is really an opportunity to learn more about God. You can turn it around. It's not that it's good that you failed, but since you did, you can now learn something about God. You can experience something about God that you would not have been able to experience were you perfect. So we are not perfect, and we are learning things about God that even the angels, it tells us in the New Testament, even the angels watch us and learn from us to find out things about the God who created them through watching us in our weaknesses and failures, receiving grace upon grace. And they learn through watching us because, you know, we are a classroom to them because we're so weak and we fail so often. But every human inadequacy is the opportunity to learn more regarding the character and nature of God. Paul learned this, the Apostle Paul learned this in the New Testament. You remember in 2 Corinthians 12:9, when he concluded, he said, my grace, God told me, he said, this is what Paul said. He said that God told me, my grace is sufficient for you and my power is perfected in your weakness. He said, in your weakness, my power can be perfected and my grace can be shed abroad more abundantly towards you in your failure. So then Paul concluded in that verse, he says, then most gladly then, I will boast in my weaknesses. It's good. I can't do it. That's my boast. I'm too weak. I can't do it. I'm not a public speaker. I don't know what to say to people. I don't know how to handle this situation. I don't know how to raise these kids. I don't know how to have the perfect marriage. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. But thank God I do know the one who's going to help me through it. You see, that is a good place to be. It's not a good place if you simply conclude, I can't do it, I don't know how to do it, and then you quit. That's not a good place to be. And many people do that. They look at themselves and say, forget it, you're not the guy. You remember all through the Bible, we had Jeremiah do that to himself. We had Gideon do that. We had Moses do that. We had all through the Bible, we had people doing that same thing, evaluating themselves and saying, I might as well just quit. Before I even begin, because I'm unable to do anything that God might want me to do. But the positive thing is, if I can understand that all of my inadequacies, all of my weaknesses, and all of these things, inadequacy, weakness, everything leads to sin, that's the foundation.